Hey guys, Graham here. I trust you are well wherever you're at. It is snowy today here in Sturbridge. Well, it actually snowed a lot yesterday, so I'm outside of my home here in the snow, actually wearing shorts, but you will not see them on this video. You will be relieved to know. What's new here? Well, happy new year 2020. You know, as many of you know, this COVID thing seems to be blowing up all over the world, but we're going to believe it, you know, blows out and we get through this thing quickly. I planned on traveling in January, February and March, but at the moment had to put some of those things on hold because of travel restrictions. But, you know, still praying in the wisdom and the plan of God to be traveling, to be in Europe again soon. And looking forward to all the Lord has for you and I and planet Earth in 2022. Good. Hey, I'm going to be doing some live streams in the coming weeks, and we have our Sunday services live as well. I've been doing some songwriting recently. Hope to release a collection of songs soon. So just some fun things there, and enjoying life, enjoying the snow here as well. Let me share something real quick with you. Somebody asked me this question yesterday, and it got me thinking of a psalm. Somebody said to me, how can we praise God when we're, you know, our soul is in sorrow, when we're depressed, when we're down? And I think to some degree, all of us, I'm not being negative, but all of us are going to go through those seasons where we're, you know, we don't feel the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is always there. In His presence is fullness of joy. God's presence is constant. It stays the same all the time. And yet in your experience and my experience, we often won't feel that. And somebody was saying to me, is it right to praise God when you don't feel it? And, you know, one of the Psalms, it's the old Boney M song, "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, though we wept when we remembered Zion." And that psalm carries on to say, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? And yet, that's exactly where we should sing the Lord's song. There are times when we were just overflowing with praise, with celebration. There's a place, you know, we praise God because of what He's done. Look what the Lord has done. We praise Him because of who He is. We praise Him because of our placement in Him. But I tell you, there's a powerful place of praise not many people really think about or sometimes enter into, and it's what the Bible calls lamentations. And this sounds kind of sounds horrible in a way, but I want you to think it through, and maybe I want some of you to try it today. Lamentation is when you come to God in your pain, and you don't hide your pain, you don't brush it under the rug, you don't try to deny it. You know, depression is usually frozen anger. Let me say that again. Depression is frozen anger. When you're angry and hurt, full of questions, full of pain, and you kind of brush it under the carpet and deny it, it will end up like a gravitational pull you can't see. It will end up affecting your life. It's real. You don't deny those things, but you actually bring your pain to God and worship Him, not as the author of that pain. But you worship Him even outside of that pain for who He is. Do you remember the, I was blank on which prophet that was, but though the fig tree shall not blossom, though there be no fruit in the vine, though the labor of the olive fail, though the field will yield no meat, though the crops, you know, will fail, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. And there's a place in praise where we can do, yet this is true, yet I will do this. Remember, Job said, even if He slay me, yet will I praise Him, yet will I trust Him. Now, God didn't slay anybody in the book of Job. God is not a God who kills your crops, who destroys the yield of the field, those things. But there's a place where we say, even though this is true, nevertheless, I will praise God. I will be found praising in God. That's what Paul and Silas did in Acts chapter 16, where they're in prison, they're bleeding, they're in chains. Nothing about the wonderful international ministry felt like it was working out, it was important. And yet in the midst of that, it's like Paul turns to Silas and says, I know we're here, I know we're in pain, but yet I will joy in the Lord, I will praise Him. And we know the results of that. So no matter what you're going through today, you know, rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Don't deny what you're going through. Bring that pain, bring the anger in a way. Don't direct the anger at God, but bring it into his presence. And I love this fact, David, the Bible says David was a man after God's own heart. And when you read through the Psalms, not all of them were written by David, but the majority were. And again, you see David being real. You see David being honest. You see David being frustrated. You see David being depressed at times. You see David with questions. God, why do the heathen prosper? Why is this happening? Why is that happening? And yet by the end of those Psalms, he's always praising God. He's always saying, even though this is going on, yet I will praise you. Yet will I love you. And in my understanding, God doesn't promise us an answer here on this earth to every question, but he promises us an encounter with him, an encounter with his grace, an encounter with his love, which can heal and transform our lives. And I pray, whether you're in a great season or a tough season, or maybe like me, at times I'm usually going through both. At times there are glorious things happening and heartbreaking things happening. At times there are, you know, babies born and people getting married, hopefully in the other order, and somebody dying and going to be with the Lord and different things. And sometimes, you know, we're in laughing mode and in weeping mode at the same time. But here's my encouragement to you today. Let's always be in praising mode. You know, sometimes as pastors, as thinkers, as theologians, I'm a thinker. I love finding answers. And yet it's possible to have an answer and not have the presence of God. You know, if somebody's grieving, if they're in pain, they don't need an answer. They usually need a hug. They don't need a solution. They need the presence of God. God, a very present help in the time of trouble. And that doesn't come through clever intellectual argument. It comes through the presence of the Lord. It comes through the heart of God. And we find that in worship. So I encourage you today, step into that place of worship. Boom. Great. Well, hope to see you guys soon. Drop me a line. Hey to all my friends in Europe. And tomorrow we're going to have Raymond Williams, dear friend, great minister of the gospel, preaching here in Sturbridge on the fullness and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We'll be live streaming that at 11 a.m. Eastern time. And I hope to get back to doing some more daily videos, but maybe not out here in the snow.